This is the most, I think, anticipation team executives have had over an offseason. I think this is going to be the craziest offseason of all of, I don't want to say all time. We just came off a trade deadline. We just came off a trade deadline. I think what might have been, it was the craziest of all time. I think this offseason might be the most craziest ever. What you have right now is you have the parity in the league.
English class sucks.
It's so thin right now. Like, as far as the thin line of where you can win a championship or you might be falling into the lottery. And I think the ability to go out there and improve your team and get there to championship level, I think that's on the minds of everyone around the league. So how can you elevate your team?
I was Shams yesterday on McAfee. And he's promising, or thinks it's in play, Keith, that we could have the craziest offseason in the history of offseasons.
Which is quite a claim. I mean, most offseasons, I feel like, are pretty crazy. There's been how many massive superstars have changed teams? I mean, just LeBron James himself, your favorite player.
Yes.
Has changed teams.
The show's GOAT, Keith. Changes, let's refer to it properly.
Changes teams like LeBron, he changes his underpants. Uh-huh. Like, he's hopping around. I mean, the decision to just when he and Bosch, going back to what was that, 2010, when he and Bosch left and went down to Miami, that on itself was insane, mm-hmm. Let alone all these other guys that have moved teams. Kevin Durant has moved teams multiple times. Kyrie Irving's moved teams multiple times. James Harden, like all these MVPs and Hall of Famers have moved teams. So if he thinks it's going to be like that, like, okay.
Well, and here's what's crazy about it. And this is just a random ESPN list. Kevin Pelton put together the top free agents out there.
All right.
Ready? And most of them just know they're not really free agents. Like, for instance, LeBron is number one on the list. But he has a player option. So he could opt in. And I think the latest reporting is he's expected to opt in. We'll see where that goes. James Harden, player option. Kyrie Irving, player option. Julius Randle, player option. Fred VanVleet, team option. So it's like those are the top five free agents. None of them are really even free agents.
I wonder if the old guys, though, like, do they opt out and just re-sign bigger deals with their teams?
Probably.
I mean, so that's really not movement. I mean, Julius Randle probably would opt out and get more money, I would think.
But this is my point. If those are the biggest free agents, and, like, let's really even debate how big of free agents some of those guys really even are. Like, I mean, LeBron and Harden and Kyrie.
LeBron and Harden were all NBA this year.
Those are big names, and you're right. They were both
second team.
LeBron was second team? And Harden was third team?
No, was Harden second team or third? I mean, they were both all NBA.
Whatever. So maybe I'm shortchanging them. But I would say those aren't even like some of the biggest names in the sport. What I think we're talking about is Giannis potentially on the move. And let's see what Dallas does with the number one overall pick. And, oh, by the way, the Celtics are a massive wild card in this whole thing. Not that Porzingis and Drew Holiday are in the same bucket as Giannis and LeBron and even James Harden. But those are big names on a big team that could move. Like, I think the Celtics are right in the middle of what he's talking about.
Yeah, I think they have to be. Because I think, you know, Porzingis and Drew Holiday, even though their value isn't the same, those are big name guys. Those are, you know, all-stars, Olympians, and, I mean, NBA champions. So, like, those guys changing teams, I think, adds to it. But you would have to have somebody that is more in the top 10, top 15 players currently in the league, which those two are not.
No.
For it to really be considered a massive offseason. So, yeah, just LeBron was second-team All-NBA. Harden was third-team All-NBA. Randall wasn't on there, but Randall had a good year. And this is where, Giannis is going to change teams. Giannis was unanimous first-team All-NBA. So this is like, all right, now you're getting in the conversation.
And he was third in MVP.
Right. So, like, him changing teams, especially with that guy who's been on the same team his whole career, It's more jarring than, like, Durant. Oh, Durant's on another team? Like, of course he is. But that's another guy. Like, so Giannis and Durant could change teams. The Celtics are going to have to peel off a couple of players. Obviously, it's a bigger fireworks if it's Jaylen Brown. But even Holiday and Porzingis kind of create, like, a ripple effect. I know I'm the only one saying it, but I feel like the Dallas Mavericks might trade the number one pick.
No,
I think they could.
If he's talking about, and this is the top insider in the sport.
Yeah.
You know, Woj has gone to St. Bonaventure. Like, this is the guy in the sport. This is the info guy. And, yeah, I think when he's talking about a crazy offseason, I wouldn't rule out that Dallas could make a move with the number one pick. So, yeah, the one thing I'll disagree with Shams on is he's saying, well, teams see the parity and there's going to be another new champion this year. And I don't know that I would look at it that way. If OKC wins, and I would forecast them to win.
Yeah, they're the heavy favorite.
I already thought if the Celtics were healthy and they were healthy, OKC was going to win. They won 68 games. They had the best scoring differential in the league. They had one of the best scoring differentials in league history. So I would think OKC, with most of their roster intact, although they have an expensive roster, most of their roster intact and a million first-round picks. I mean, they have tons of first-round picks coming out of their ears. I don't know that I would look at it as oh, we're a player away from jumping into the mix and contending with OKC, but maybe teams are looking at it that way. But when Shams is saying it could be the craziest offseason ever, I perk up a little bit because he just said the trade deadline last year was wild. Luka was on the move. Nobody saw that happening. And I think the Celtics are right in the middle of all of it, Keith.
Yeah, they definitely are. I think Oklahoma City will be the team that everybody's chasing next year. But I think you look around and you say, all right, well, Denver just took them to seven games. Who knows what's even in store in the potential Pacers finals? I feel like I harp on it, but a guy like Chet Holmgren is a bad foul away from going out, right? Like, I think there is certainly more parity now than there has been in years past. Like, there was a time where when you saw, Durant with the Warriors, and if you weren't anywhere close to that, you're like, maybe we'll sit out.
Right.
Maybe, like, what's the point of, like, trying to be runner-up to them? Everybody else probably feels like, especially if you go out and acquire somebody to the extent like Giannis or Durant or Jaylen Brown, that you might feel like, all right, we can compete with Oklahoma City. Why not?